Tech Check.
Brought to you by Bird and Bird, a global law firm in Ireland offering pragmatic advice to companies carving the world's digital future.
Now, Apple's bid to dismiss an almost $1 billion lawsuit was rejected on Friday. Elaine Burke, host of For Tech's Sake. Tell us the background to this and what it means for the tech giant.
Yeah, so this is a case that was filed last year in the UK on behalf of over 1,500 UK-based iOS developers. So developers making apps for the Apple App Store, essentially. And it claims basically that they are being overcharged to access customers via the App Store because there's this thing that's called the Apple tax, and it takes a 30% cut of transactions that are processed using the App Store. So if someone pays to download your app or even buys something within your app, an in-app transaction, or signs up for a subscription via your app, there's this 30% commission fee on top made by Apple. And it's just seen as something that really rankles with developers because it's quite a high fee. And they tried to dismiss this part of the case in the UK because some of those transactions from UK-based developers would have been outside the UK, you know, because they access customers all over the world through the App Store. But judges in the UK have agreed that they're going to hear the case in full, and it could mean that $1 billion is what they're asking for, then shared between those developers to recoup the costs lost of what they were charged for over commissioning fees.
Okay, excuse my ignorance, Elaine. Who are these iOS developers?
So, I mean, virtually anyone can like set up, develop an app and get it launched in the App Store. But it is a bit trickier with Apple and iOS. They are a bit stricter in their reviews of apps. So they tend to be developers that are pretty good at what they do and good at negotiating the various rules and regulations of what Apple wants to see on its App Store. And it just means that you've developed an app that will work on an iPhone or maybe an iPad or other Apple devices. In that Apple mobile operating
system. And potentially they could be very wealthy iOS developers as well if this court case goes right for them.
Yeah, now between those 1,566 developers, that's what the $1 billion windfall will go towards. It will be shared amongst them if they win this case.
I mightn't be brilliant at algebra or trigonometry, but that's what? Like that's almost what, 750 grand each or something on average, is it?
Yeah, so and the presumption here is that these are app developers that would have had very successful apps and that they're trying to kind of recoup costs that were charged to Apple for those apps.
Okay, we'll watch this space with interest. Elaine Burke, host of For Tech's Sake, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.